7. Dry orgasm technique. How do I intentionally orgasm without ejaculating semen? How the hell do I pull this off? I know it seems unnatural at first, but it's very simple, really. You do it through a technique called edging. This edging process involves you stimulating your penis while focusing on the feelings you feel as you approach your point of no return. Once you get close enough to your climax point, you'll feel a sequence of genital contractions called pelvic orgasms running from the base of your penis to deep into your pelvis. Just before you feel these contractions begin, stop all stimulation and contract or clamp your PC muscles, the muscles between your anus and testes, the zipper-like thingy. I know you'll feel a lot of pressure to ejaculate, but just hold it back until you feel yourself moving away from your climax point. A little amount of semen may trickle out, but not with the usual force or quantity that normal unrestricted climaxes usually have. Once you've cooled down a bit, release or relax the PC muscles and resume stimulation. You'll feel like you're still in a highly aroused state, the plateau stage of your sexual arousal cycle, and not like you'd normally feel after ejaculating. Continue stimulation until you are close enough to your orgasm point. Then contract your PC muscle again, wait for arousal to subside, then resume stimulation. If you repeat this a couple of times, you'll experience the legendary dry orgasm, that orgasm without ejaculation. As you'll soon discover, these dry orgasms are usually less powerful than the normal wet orgasms that you're used to. They're more like mini orgasms that release the pressure and urge to ejaculate bit by bit. And the less pressure there is to ejaculate, the longer you'll last in bed. Edging. Any man can speed up, accelerate, or thrust vigorously when having sex. We're all guilty of it at some point, but it takes a great lover in bed to know when to slow down or pull the stops. You see, when you're in the throes of pleasure, it's easy to lose your head and reach the point of no return faster than you would want. So what do? Two things. First, you need to identify your point of no return, the exact moment when an ejaculation is threatening. Secondly, learn how to modulate your movements so that you can gain better mastery over your ejaculation and avoid going over the point of no return. Now your question becomes, how do I kill these two birds with one stone? Through a process called Masturbation Orgasm Edging. Masturbation Edging Guide. To put it briefly, masturbation orgasm edging, or simply edging, is slowing down or completely stopping sexual stimulation just before you reach that point of no return where an ejaculation is unavoidable. For you to better understand masturbation orgasm edging, let me take you through the edging technique in detail. To set up this stage, pick a convenient time of the day when you have enough time on your hands and select a quiet, comfortable spot where you can rehearse edging and orgasm freely without disturbance. Inside your bedroom is a nice place to start. Relax and take deep breaths as you prepare yourself for this edging exercise. Before you start, decide how you want to stimulate yourself. You can either choose to use your lubricated hand or a male masturbation toy. Any can do, but choose whichever you are comfortable with. With your choice, slowly begin masturbating and building up your sexual pleasures by gently stroking your penis up and down while changing the grip on your penis and speed of stroking to vary the intensity of stimulation as you go along. All this time, you are concentrating on your rising sexual sensations as you approach an orgasm. just before you reach your point of no return, slow down or stop all stimulation to let your arousal subside for at least 10 to 30 seconds. You can do this by reducing the speed of stroking, tightening the grip on your penis, or simply squeeze the head of your penis. Carefully note that you shouldn't completely relax and let your arousal drop dramatically. Just maintain your arousal at a slightly lower level. Once your arousal drops just below the point of approaching climax, resume stimulation and again, pull away when you get close to the point of no return. If you are a starter, try and repeat this masturbation orgasm edging process at least 4 times, then let yourself go on the 5th time. The next few times you masturbate, keep increasing the number of times you edge to 7, 10, 12, and so on. With good practice, you'll learn how to maintain and hover at a pleasure level just below your point of no return, which allows you to prolong your orgasms while still enjoying intense pleasures yourself. Patience is bitter, but its fruits are sweet. Aristotle. No doubt, just like any other body workouts, masturbation orgasm edging takes time to practice, but is well worth the effort. Little by little, you'll begin to see and feel significant improvements in your ability to hold off ejaculation. I'll be the first to confess that beginners, and even seasoned edgers, find masturbation orgasm edging to be quite frustrating, to say at the least. Simply because once you're so close to coming, it's so tempting to just go with the flow and finish it, rather than hold off. In fact, research shows that 50% of first-timers end up ejaculating their whole load even when they didn't want to. But don't give up. Keep trying. It may sound cruel and feel unnatural at first, but this edging preps you for a climax of epic proportions. But more importantly, it makes you a master at delaying ejaculation long enough to give women mind-blowing orgasms. And that's what you want, right? Now, let me address a seemingly strange but explainable feature of masturbation orgasm edging, called pre-ejaculation or pre-cum. As you edge for longer, you'll notice long strings of fluid trickling off your penis, some even reaching the floor. This is what we are referring to as pre-cum, pre-ejaculate, or pre-ejaculation. Pre-cum is a clear, colorless, lubricating liquid that is discharged from a man's penis whenever he's sexually aroused, during foreplay, masturbation, or before you climax. It's secreted subconsciously. That's why you don't really know or feel it coming out. You just see it. Its work is to basically lubricate the urinary pipe and neutralize the remaining acidity left behind by your urine. Why? Because acidity is a hostile environment for sperm. So neutralizing the urethra creates favorable conditions for the safe transmission of sperm, ensuring their survival. The amount of pre-ejaculate produced varies from man to man. Some even don't. But one thing for sure is that whenever it's emitted, it's been triggered by some sexual arousal of some sort. So, the more sexual stimulation you receive, the more pre-ejaculation fluid you'll release. And masturbation edging generates a lot of sexual arousal for a longer time, which means that pre-cum is produced in large amounts. And since pre-cum is a sticky liquid, it tends to stay glued together and form long threads that sometimes reach the floor. So this shouldn't worry you a bit. It's just nature doing what it does best, promote life. It's important that you do come at the end of the edging session. Why? Because every time you edge, and this can be for hours, you basically block the release of semen. This backs up large amounts of edging cum in your testicles and clogs up your ejaculatory tract. So just for good measure and to avoid complications later on, make sure you finish yourself after prolonged edging, just to clear up your drainage, so to speak. Not only that, but it's a good way to enjoy your results and reward yourself for all the patience and hard work done, don't you think?